The longest single battle of the Vietnam War was what became known as the Siege of Khe Sanh. Ken Rogers, a former Sebastopol resident, now turned documentary filmmaker, was there.
Khe Sanh was a combat base with an air strip, about 6,000 Marines, Navy personnel, a few special forces, people from the Army, was surrounded in January of 1968 by somewhere between 40 to 45,000 North Vietnamese Army troops, and a 77-day siege ensued. I was there most of the time. I left 7 days before the siege was over, which wasn't soon enough. I was with Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marine Regiment. The men in my company, what we went through is basically the story of the film.
Ken and his wife Betty made the documentary together, and both agree it was initially her idea.
We started going to Khe Sanh veteran reunions, and you'd sit and listen to all these stories. But you also realize that these life-changing events happened to these men, and nobody knew about it. This particular story had never been told, so I felt that it was really important to preserve that history and give the men a voice.
Their film is called Bravo, Common Men, Uncommon Valor. It consists primarily of recently recorded interviews with 15 of the surviving members of Bravo Company, many of them sharing accounts of experiences they had rarely revealed before.
These men were people who had something to say, and they wanted to get it off their chest. Several of them told us in the interviews that I have never talked to this particular incident with anybody. They may have talked about certain things, but some of the stuff I think was fresh for them.
Among those appearing on camera to share memories is Ken Rogers himself.
We decided that we would get our feet wet by asking me questions to see which questions worked and which didn't, so we could get a feel for how to handle the next interviewees.
Augmenting the first-person recollections are film clips and still photos from Khe Sanh, some provided by the interviewees, more from the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. There is also, Betty notes, some authentic audio of the bombardment recorded on-site during the siege.
One of the men had made tapes while he was there of the sounds and was sending those home to his mother. He discovered them a few years after she died. She had never taped over them. He wondered if we would be interested in using those tapes, and we were thrilled because they're actual sounds from the time period of our film.
While the documentary is an unabashed tribute to the men of Bravo Company, Ken says it is not meant to glorify war. In fact, a statement to that effect is the first thing to appear on screen.
I wanted to make a statement about what my intentions were, because parts of it would definitely make you think it's an anti-war film, but there's also parts of it that may think that you were kind of for war. And I don't think anybody that's ever been to war likes it. But my personal take on it is just something we do, and it's no good, and we don't like it. But we're really good at it, and we seem to keep doing it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.